to come up. Our final keynote presentation of the day is on old and new business models to weave health and social issues into business and finance. Mr. Albin Damour is the former president and chief executive officer of Desjardins Group and currently the president of the International Confederation of Popular Banks in Belgium.
Thank you very much. It's late, and I hope I will keep up with my notes so that I can manage with my budget of time. I'm honored to be here tonight, and I'd like to thank Professor Dubé to have invited me to conclude this first day workshop. I will do it with humbleness. I must admit, however, that I feel like a stranger in the room. Although I can say that from what I heard today, everybody is calling for innovation. I am not a scholar anymore. I am a practitioner. Nevertheless, I am very concerned with promoting knowledge, development, and innovation to enhance the business cooperative model that I look at as a major actor to weave social and economic issues into a new look over human needs. I have been involved in the development of cooperative world for many years. As president of Desjardins Group, I was fortunate to play an active role, both at a national and an international level. I learned throughout those experiences how difficult it is to combine social and business issues in a sustainable way, how difficult it is to move away from the dominant model. At the last World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab called for greater leadership in creating innovative business models, new technologies, reshaping consumer behavior, and creating job opportunities that are driven by sustainability. We are invited to improve the state of the world, to rethink, redesign, and to rebuild it. This is a major task. The good news is that we don't start from scratch. The cooperative business model has responded to the needs of millions and millions of people for more than 150 years. The current economic and financial crisis has made such rethinking necessary and urgent. Already, some of the directions in which such rethinking should move have been identified. One was to ask the regulators to introduce more discipline in the market, hoping that the crisis would teach Wall Street a lesson. We are not there yet. Fortunately, several social scientists are already arguing that, in the words of Joseph Stiglitz, a massive rethinking of the role of the government and of the market is necessary to recast the role traditionally assigned to the various types of enterprises. Stiglitz argues that it is necessary to find a balance between markets, governments, and other institutions, including not-for-profit and cooperatives, with the objective of building a plural economic system with several pillars to it. Affirming economic pluralism means abandoning the preference for a single type of ownership, the one driven by profit maximization, and instead asserting the value of diversity. The United Nations General Assembly did assert it by declaring 2012 International Year of Cooperatives. In the aftermath of the economic and financial crisis, it represents a historic opportunity to promote other business models like the cooperative one. This resolution of the UN recognizes the many ownership models around the world. This plurality of models within our capitalistic environment must become the basis of a new economic order. The cooperative business model becomes a counterweight in the search of a new equilibrium. History teaches us that doing away with capitalism is unrealistic. Its reform becomes our responsibility. The challenge is huge, and the road ahead is filled with setbacks. Reform thinking will come against the difficulty of designing a global model of the economic and social system, integrating both real and financial economy. This is a real challenge for the economists hoping to bring an academic contribution to it. No matter how difficult that could be, the long success story of the cooperative business model should be viewed as a source of inspiration for those who wish to see more democracy, more human values, greater consumer protection, greater social cohesion, greater awareness of the demands for sustainable developments in the way business is conducted. In order to get the most out of this type of collective ownership, I am deeply convinced that the cooperative business model should play a much greater role in the market economy, as this model is a part of this market and its rule for higher moral standards, for more fair trade practices, and healthy competition. The track record of the cooperation model is gaining more attention by its resilience, its capacity to grow in spite of its setbacks due to the financial crisis, its prudent risk management, its response to the needs, the counterbalance it provides to the recession, and the confidence it inspires. The characteristics of the cooperative business model are unique and widely shared throughout the world. This model has no boundaries, and all the sectors of the economy can benefit from its virtues. Quebec, for instance, having been a very fertile environment for cooperative development in the past, is becoming a leader in promoting health co-op. The scope of the worldwide cooperative movement must give us confidence and reassure us as to its ability to play a major role in the search for a new economic order. There are 800 million cooperators around the world, and the 300 largest cooperatives has a cumulative turnover equal to GNP of Canada. The values that dominate our business structure are solidarity, which prevails when strengths are combined, and democracy, which makes our governance exemplary. The local realities faced by cooperatives go beyond rhetoric. They reveal efficient organizations which are well positioned to match global solutions with local implementation. I sat at the board of the International Cooperative Alliance for almost 5 years. I chaired the restructuration and contributed to the renewal of its strategic plan. The mission of ICA is to unite cooperatives worldwide. Custodian of cooperative values and principles, ICA makes the case for the distinctive value-based economic business models of the cooperative, which provide individuals and communities with an instrument of self-help and influence over their development. This worldwide organization advocates the interests and success of cooperatives, disseminates best practices and know-how, strengthens their capacity building, and monitors their performance and progress over time. Desjardins Group has been proud to be committed to ICA, which never misses the occasion to cite Desjardins as a leader in enhancing the business cooperative model. Desjardins Group is 110 years old, known as the largest cooperative financial group in Canada. Desjardins ranked 8th in the ICA Global 300, 26 among the world's 50 safest banks in 2009, and among the highest credit rating, AA. It is the largest private employer in Quebec, and is among the best capitalized financial institutions in Canada. Desjardins has more than $170 billion of assets. It has a capital base over $10 billion. It's a very safe enterprise. Still, it is a cooperative. And for the last 40 years, Desjardins has been very active in more than 50 countries to assist governments and people to count on those self-help instruments similar to the ones that flourish in North America since the creation of the first case by Alphonse Desjardins in 1900 in Lévis. In 2000, Desjardins moved towards a two-level organization, merging 11 federations and one confederation into one organization. This major restructuring was a result of a shared vision and uncommon courage, driven by the will to build to last. Desjardins was seen as a cooperative in motion, realistic and innovative, when faced with reforms made necessary by the cumbersome decision-making process, its low profitability, and its democracy weakened by asymmetry in power. Tested in the 2008 global liquidity crisis, Desjardins showed resilience by staying true to its values. Its service logic has fueled its drive. Its growth has been its driving force. Its democratic governance, that is both representative and participative, has enlightened its direction, and its strong commitment to the cooperative value and principle has brought it to stay the course. The business model that emerges from that transformation has been driven by the pursuit of an objective of global and sustainable development, whose indicators of success are the satisfactions of members and clients, the mobilizations of employees and directors, the development of talents, and the reach of a sufficient and reassuring profitability, sufficient to last and reassuring to make sure that the savers and the rating agency are in comfort with Desjardins. A business model aims at fulfilling the missions of the organization. We should not look at the business model in a simplistic way, as Michael Porter used to do in the past. The model should help to get a heuristic view of the complexity of the organization. It should help to understand the type of wealth it creates and how it does it. As far as Desjardins is concerned, no one cannot fully understand its business model without understanding its mission, which is to contribute to improving the economic and social well-being of people and communities within the compatible limits of its field of activity by educating people about democracy, economics, solidarity, and individual and collective responsibility. Along the way, we refine the model, and we enlarge the scope of our knowledge. We came to the conclusion that sharing it is at stake for cooperatives. To have a good grasp of the model, I thought sharing with you the core of this knowledge. The cooperatives have to know how to promote one of the fundamental characteristics of the cooperative business model, its service logic, which is source of sustainability, and resilience, instead of the absolute quest for profit. How to protect and promote the relevance and modern aspect of their democratic governance. How to maintain a healthy tension between solidarity and individual responsibility. How to differentiate between the performance of the cooperative business model from that of the venture capital model. How to balance financial and cooperative performance. How to stay close to people and respond to all needs, large or small. How to be part of the market. knowing its rules and taking on the competitions, or to remain disciplined and avoid borrowing practices from other business models that threaten their cooperative authenticity, like going on the stock market to raise capital, or to prioritize sustainable development, which takes into account economic, social, environmental, and ethical aspects of a business plan, or to fight the idea that the cooperative business model must be seen as an exception in its struggle for full recognition from international standard organizations. For example, how should we ask those regulators to recognize cooperative capital as tier one capital? This has been a long fight, and we have to fight again because we are not sure that we will win the war. How to influence political leaders and regulators looking for new regulatory frameworks in order for them to promote an increased presence of the cooperative model, to take advantage of greater diversity in its efforts to humanize capitalism. How to combine their strengths. All those knowledge should be shared, and also they are at the foundation of this business cooperative model. This model gives allows Desjardins to produce a lot of result to help people, poor people, to get back to life, communities to start new projects, and also help people to have access to credit. And this model is human-minded, and it should be expanded throughout the world much more than it is now, if we want to find solution and convergence in the society. We live in a world that is in search of values. We observe that the problems we are currently experiencing are mainly the result of irresponsibility, greed, poor ethical behavior, and the act of putting money before people. Cooperatives are built on a set of values that are contrary to those mentioned above. Cooperatives measure their performance differently. They are modern. They escape the tyranny of quarterly reports. They belong to user owners. They create a new kind of wealth. They have strong ties to their communities, and they inspire confidence. They share a business model that is a real option in today's economic and financial universe. We should all be aware of the incredible force they represent. Without awareness of this force on a global scale, the world will miss a huge opportunity to weave social and economic issues into a new look over human needs. Thank you for your attention. And good night.
Thank you. And with that, if we can adjourn to the same area where you had your lunch, where you have just a welcoming cocktail, a celebration of the McGill World Platform books, and other surprises that Lorette might have for us. Thank you for your attention all day.